It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
High school basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University basketball team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
Good evening. It's Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs. We are live at Manchester Valley High School, the home of the Mavericks. And tonight we're going to have the championship game in the 3A West Division. The winner tonight goes to the Final Four at Towson University, the girls basketball mecca, where they'll have the state playoffs. And the loser, unfortunately, goes home. It's cruel, Steve. This is a cruel business.
Indeed it is, but that's the way the sports have been made up. And but this will be a dandy of a game because both teams are coming in with Frederick's coming in with a 20-game winning streak and Manchester Valley with 11 games. So that tells you something right there.
And Frederick roaring through their competition so far. And, of course, they defeated Linganore by a score of 64-32 on Thursday night. And before that, they beat Tuscarora 66-37 earlier this week. They had a bye in the first game. And then to get here, Manchester Valley has beaten Watkins Mill 55-34. And they beat Westminster 49-37 after they had lost to Westminster twice during the regular season.
Correct. They had three losses overall during the season. They lost a game to Marriott's Ridge in a holiday tournament, but the other two losses came via Westminster, so they made that win the other night worth it, and that's the one that counted for them.
Well, a big spectacular story for Manchester Valley. They were 24-1 last year. Their only loss coming to Frederick in this very game. So obviously they would like some revenge as almost that entire team from last year is back again this year. They are led by Mackenzie DeWeese, the 5'9" senior daughter of the coach, averaging 26 points a game, 11.5 rebounds. She has 8 steals a game and 4 assists a game. She has hit 40 three-point shots and has 155 steals on the year. That is a basketball player.
Indeed, she is, Pete. And add that 57% from the floor. She's been player of the year here in this county 3 times. She's a Heisman, won the Heisman Athlete Award for the state of Maryland. Great student athlete and has signed and will be going to Quinnipiac on a full ride next year. So what an outstanding player for the Manchester Valley Mavericks, and certainly I'm sure Coach Bush has got some plans for that young lady, and you're going to see two real fine players, her and, of course, Michaela Daniels from Frederick High.
Michaela Daniels averaging 18.1 points a game, 5.9 rebounds, 3 assists a game, 5'7" guard. She's only a junior, scored 47 points in the championship game last year. And, of course, Frederick is the defending state champion in 3A. We will take a break here and come back with the opening tip. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
What's around the hill at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars. Please.
had one Frederick County team make it to the Final Four at the state, and that was Thomas Johnson High School boys. They are going to the Final Four for the first time since the Tom Dickman era.
Yeah, and yes, I'm going to say anywhere around 18, 19 years, Pete. So that's great for Thomas Johnson, for the community, for all those fans. I know, and Coach Manley will be able to enjoy that, and the kids as well. So that's, they'll be playing Thursday night, looking at either 3 or 5 o'clock.
So we'll try to have that game on for you, of course. We'll try to cover as much as we can. Oakdale girls still with a chance to go, and, of course, the Oak with a chance to go if they win tonight. Those games going on as we're broadcast. We can only be in one place at once, So we're here. Yeah, We'd like to be in three places at one time, but we can't do it.
Good luck to Coach Healy and the Bears down at Poolsville, and the Coach Conley and the boys at home against Williamsport. Well, getting ready to start right now as well.
We're going to start with this game. Bubakar jumping for Frederick. They'll be going from our right to our left on the attack here at Manchester Valley High School. The tip is won by the Mavericks of Manchester Valley. Here's DeWeese. We're seeing her right away. Oh, she can dribble, and she puts it up, and it off the rim. No good. Rebound, Bubakar. Bubakar with that big rebound and gets it off to Keene, India Keene. With the ball now is Michaela Daniels as they feed the ball over in the corner. Now Frederick on the attack in their Vegas gold uniforms. The move to the basket, puts it up, no good. That is no good by Hall. Rihanna Hall put up that shot, it wouldn't go. Here comes DeWeese, and she is very, very quick and very fast. She dribbles like dynamite. I'll tell you, she is something out there. She's going to Quinnipiac on a full scholarship.
There's that pressure. There's that pressure. Yep. Timeout by Manchester Valley, I believe. I thought he called. They asked for timeout.
And you,
now the officials are conferring. This is the kind of pressure Frederick put on Linganore the other night, Pete, and they're doing it again tonight here at Manchester Valley.
They find maybe that's the most effective defense. Maybe that's what Ashley Bush has found out. It certainly worked against Linganore, and we'll see if it works here against Manchester Valley.
Nice pass.
DeWeese
shot
puts it up and in. Oh, man.
Nice inbounds play by Manchester Valley to get the ball to DeWeese, and she put it in.
All right, it is 2-0. The Mavericks have the early lead here. Here's the pass to Daniels. Oh, she loses control of the ball. There's a whistle underneath.
Might be on DeWeese. She went to pass it to Bubakar, and Bubakar will get two shots.
You're right.
There's DeWeese, Amelia Saunders on the foul. So that's her first team first.
Amelia Saunders picking up a foul. Bubakar, the freshman at the line for Frederick. She can tie it up. She puts the shot up and in. Got the shooter's bounce there by Rose. Rose Bubakar, the freshman, makes it 2-1. She'll get another. 7:05 to go first quarter. This is for the 3A West Girls State Championship, Girls Regional Championship. Ball is knocked around. She missed the free throw, but Frederick gets that rebound. They get the offensive rebound. Rihanna Hall under there.
Tough break there by Bubakar.
Bubakar was open. Couldn't finish off. Here comes DeWeese for Manchester Valley.
Got Mikhail Daniels on her.
Goes towards the baseline. Now she stops. Put all kinds of pressure on her, and that's what they're doing right out of the gate here. All kinds of pressure on DeWeese. She is their big scorer, averaging 26 points a game.
Now Rihanna Hall is on DeWeese, looking for a screen. Bubakar gets out. Here comes DeWeese.
4 seconds on the shot clock.
They're not going to be able to
get the shot off. There's only 1 second, and now the shot clock runs out. The ball will go over to Frederick. What intense pressure by the Frederick Cadets.
A nice pass by DeWeese, but it was a little too hard for Josie Klingenberg to hang on to and wound up bounce off her hands.
The head coach of the Mavericks is Heather DeWeese, the mother of her big star there, Mackenzie DeWeese. And here comes Frederick on the attack now. Keene, India Keene with the ball, trying to work it around. The ball hits the top of the rim. No whistle on that. I thought it hit the top of the backboard. Here comes DeWeese now on the fast break. It's 2-1. Manchester Valley up
nice
by one. Underneath
with
a beautiful pass. And she hits a wide open Aaron Piper underneath. And Piper brings it home.
Somebody missed an assignment there, Pete. She was all by herself down low.
Daniels with the ball now. Oh, she's triple team, puts it up. No good. Kind of an errant shot there by Daniels. They fight for the rebound. And Manchester Valley again comes up with it, almost loses it. Here comes DeWeese again.
Nice DeWeese. Pass.
Oh, a pass to Piper, and she puts it in again.
Excellent pass by last two times by DeWeese. Feeding down inside, and here they have a 6-1 lead.
6-1 on the passing. DeWeese can pass, she can rebound, and she can score. She is quite a player. With it now is India Keene. for Frederick. 6-1. The Mavericks off to a 5-point lead with 5:24 to go first quarter. Here's shot clock down to 10 now. Frederick's going to have to hurry. 8-7-6. They've got to get the shot off.
They got Aaron Piper on the foul there. She switched off from Deweese on Michaela Daniels, and she got her.
They did her a favor there because Frederick was in trouble with that shot clock.
That's the Mavericks' second team foul.
Frederick with the ball, 5-16. They'll inbounds the ball here. It comes in quickly to India Keene. Keene at the top of the key. She gets it over to Daniels on the left wing. Daniels using a screen from Bubakar. Almost got loose there. Now to Linthicum. Linthicum baseline running right-hander. She throws the ball away. I don't know what she was doing there. And coming the other way again in the attack is Manchester Valley. But a steal. But Manchester Valley steals it right back. Deweese has it. Deweese.
Nope.
A three-point shot. That won't go. High up there. The rebound is taken down by Daniels, who got in among the big girls and just took that ball away. Nice play by Daniels. 6-1. Frederick trails, but they have the ball back. India Keene will set the offense at the top of the key. Now she goes over the left wing to Linthicum. Linthicum looks underneath. Has the ball taken right out of her hand by Deweese. Deweese will come against Linthicum. Puts it up. No good. Linthicum fouled her. She'll get two shots.
Excellent hands that time by Mackenzie Deweese. Knocked the ball out. Got the steal and went down the left side of the lane and got fouled. So shoot two.
Two shots here for Deweese. And like everything else, it's good. She's an 80% free throw shooter. And nails that one all net. It's 7-1. I tell you, folks, this Deweese is for real.
Ellie Boswell in now for the Mavericks. And Natalie Washington comes in for the Cadets.
And Natalie, of course, a tiger on the boards. The shot is up and no good. And getting the rebound is India Keene.
Down all the coast to coast.
And I think she lost the ball out of bounds, or did she get fouled?
I think she...
7-1 is our score.
Yes, there's a foul.
That was on
Ellie Boswell, so that's their first team foul for Manchester Valley.
All right, three team fouls now. 4:28. Bubakar with it. Bubakar with a running right hitter. Good
shot
by Bubakar.
Excellent touch there by Rose Bubakar.
And it's now 7-3 as Frederick trying to fight back with 4:17 to go first quarter. Here comes Deweese, and she is so fast, but knocked out of her hands by Washington. Picked up now underneath is Piper. Piper trying to pass.
Good hustle by Natalie Washington.
Washington.
Get back on defense even, and it went off, was able to hit the ball and went off of Manchester Valley.
Wow, I did, because I thought that went off her, but that's all right for Frederick.
I did
7-3, 4:08 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break here. We won't take a break, but we'll take a break in the game. Bringing the ball up is India Keene with Natalie Washington. Another play. She comes in off the bench right away, does something. That's her. With it is Daniels. Running right-hander by Daniels. Up and in by Daniels.
Nice soft running right-hander by Michaela Daniels.
3:53. It's down to 7-5 now. Deweese as Frederick chews into that lead. They were down by 6. Now they're down only by 2. Shot by Deweese is up, and that's no good. She gets her own rebound. She followed and got her own rebound. Nice play, Deweese. Shot from the outside. That's no good. Rebound is off of Washington. It'll go over to Manchester Valley.
Boys. Mackenzie Deweese. Boy, what a player.
Oh, she got her own rebound there so nicely. And
Amelia Saunders in and Josie Klingenberg out for Manchester Valley.
Boswell will put the ball in play. Rousseau trying to get loose. She couldn't. She'll have to hurry. She'll have to hurry. And the ball knocked out of bounds again.
They got lucky there.
Linthicum with some good defense along with Natalie Washington for Frederick.
Crystal Linthicum helped her and double-teamed her. And it worked. So Klingenberg back in.
Klingenberg is back in. Klingenberg.
Mackenzie Deweese gets a rest.
Putting the ball in play here.
And Cassidy Johnson in. In place of Aaron Piper.
All right.
They're going to have a tough time here. This defense is, there it goes, all by herself for a three.
Boswell. Oh, it was in and out.
Oh,
and in again. It went in and out and in again. A three-pointer by Boswell.
Boswell.
Yes. Who just came off the bench. Ellie Boswell makes it 10-5 in favor of Manchester Valley. They work it over now to the right wing. It's holding the ball is Daniels. Daniels moves to the basket, puts the shot up. She had the intelligence to put that shot up when she felt the pressure and gets fouled. She'll get two shots at the line, I think. No, I guess she was fouled before the shot. But
of course, Manchester Valley thought it was not a foul, but that's understandable.
All right, Daniels will put it in play. She had the instincts to just lunged with that ball to try to get the two-point shot. She didn't work. India Keen, now the running right-hander, up and no good. Rebounded, taken again by Daniels, and she puts it in.
Great hustle by Michaela Daniels, and following her shot and getting the rebound and putting it back in.
10-7. They're going to have to stop her if they're going to have any chance here. Boswell with it. Now the Frederick fans want to travel.
Yeah, now they got a foul on Washington.
And Natalie Washington will pick it up.
Of course, Frederick now thought she walked.
Yeah, that's what they thought.
Yep.
But they're not in charge.
Aaron Piper back in for Manchester Valley along with Mackenzie DeWeese.
Cassidy Johnson was going to put the ball in play. DeWeese will put it in play right in front of us. She is for real, folks, I'll tell you.
Up, oh, man, mishandled by Amelia Saunders to go over to Frederick.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. So Frederick with the ball. Bring it up. India Keen now with 2:50 to go. First quarter, 10-7. It's Manchester Valley up by three. And you would expect furious action, and that's what we've got.
And a packed gym.
And a packed gym here at Manchester Valley.
Rose Boubacar.
Oh, she moves to the basket. No good. Natalie Washington, the rebound is good.
Good job up. Good positioning by Natalie Washington. And got that easy putback. Look at this hustle in the backcourt.
A 5'11 junior. They might have forced a turnover. They might have forced a turnover in the backcourt.
They sure did.
So it'll be Frederick Ball down by one with 2:25 to go first quarter. Again, the Frederick hand quickness making a mark early here as it did against Linganore the other night. They work the ball in now to Daniels. Daniels at the right point. She puts that ball into Rihanna Hall. Puts up the shot. Won't go. Rebound Boubacar by DeWeese, I should say. DeWeese. And DeWeese will bring it up. She's shaded by Washington, who's going to stay right in her face. Washington won't let her go anyplace. She gets right by Washington, though. Driving to the basket. Yep. Forces the foul. Yep. Get two shots at the line. DeWeese not bothered by that pressure and forcing the foul.
I think that was on Rihanna Hall. That'll be their third team foul. Manchester Valley has four.
At the line, DeWeese, an 80% free throw shooter. Cans the first.
Looks like Jalen Montgomery now in for Frederick. And Chris Lithicum back in for the Cadets.
Jalen Montgomery, 5'7 junior off that bench. Here's DeWeese with her second shot, 11-9 now. Mavericks shot is up, and it is good again by DeWeese. She is almost lights out at that line. It's 12-9. Three-point lead for Manchester Valley. With it is India Keen, top of the key. She goes over on the right wing now. Gets it back out there. And holding that ball out now deep for Frederick is Montgomery, who just came in the game. Boubacar to the basket and puts it in off the glass.
Nice screen stun down low, and she took it to the rack.
Boubacar, 12-11. They're within one. Shot from deep. That's a three. Ooh. It's good.
Amelia Saunders.
That's Amelia Saunders who nailed that.
Wow.
It's 15-11 now in favor of Manchester Valley.
Stop and pop. Boy, what a shot by that young lady.
Kristen Lithicum holding that ball over her head, driving towards now across the lane, gives it to India Keen. Keen going to go right down. Now she stops and pops, and it won't go. Rebound taken away by Manchester Valley. Here comes DeWeese, and she is so fast, she almost outran the entire Frederick team. Now she's in trouble. And they're going to say it's going to be Manchester Valley ball. They double-teamed her.
That's a nice job by India Keen. She didn't go for that. Bounced the ball off my leg bit to go out of bounds, but it eventually went off her hands.
Montgomery will put the ball in play for Manchester Valley, firing it in to DeWeese.
She double-dribbled.
Oh, she double-dribbled, yep. And that's a turnover. That's going to be not DeWeese. That was Klingenberg.
Yeah, she went to go pass the ball to Piper, and by the time she made her decision, Piper was covering. She wanted to go somewhere else.
Jalen Montgomery will put the ball in play for Frederick. Does so to India Keen. Frederick down by four. 15-11. 1:08 to go first quarter. This game, everything it was said to be. Just exciting. Boy. Daniels drives right by DeWeese and puts it up. No good. It bounced off the rim and went out. And here comes Klingenberg. Klingenberg leading a fast break. Gets it to DeWeese. DeWeese gets it back out now.
That's Cassidy Johnson.
Cassidy Johnson, and it's DeWeese. The shot is up, and it is no good. Now she gets her own rebound. She put it in. DeWeese put the rebound in. Where did she come from? I can't believe she was that fast. She got over there on the left side of the basket and put it in. 17-11. There's a whistle down the other end now.
Well, she knows how to position herself under the boards, Pete.
Unbelievable. I don't know how she got over there that fast.
Boxes
17-11. Looked like she was out of the play, and all of a sudden she's there with the offensive rebound.
Ann Saunders is now in for Manchester Valley. And
I wonder if they're sisters.
And
not sure.
Savannah Rittinger in for the Cadets.
And she's a good player for Frederick. Linthicum now shouts for the ball, and she will get it. Linthicum with it, going right down the lane, puts up the runner. That's no good. A bad shot by Linthicum, and the rebound is taken away by Manchester Valley. Here comes Klingenberg. And they work that ball. There's Klingenberg three. With a three. Oh, it's in and out.
In and out.
The cylinder and out. Rebound is put up. That's no good. Okay. And the rebound is finally taken down by Frederick. India Keene on the gallop for the Cadets.
Stolen.
She loses the ball. Tries to get down the lane and loses the ball. And coming right back, here comes Klingenberg. Klingenberg to DeWeese for a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Linthicum. Linthicum gets in there and grabs that rebound among much taller players. It comes to Daniels, puts it up, almost went in at the buzzer.
Wow.
What action. You're seeing a great game here. After one quarter of play, this crowd is in a frenzy. And after one quarter of play, it is Manchester Valley 17 and Frederick 11. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
866-740-7355 or dayhometeam.com.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're live in Manchester Valley on WFMD. This is the 3A West Region Championship for the girls. The winner goes to Towson University for the Final Four. The loser goes home.
We got a unique seating arrangement here, Pete, for
yes,
sure.
We do.
We're down here underneath one of the baskets, so we get a real good look as the teams go up and down the floor.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out where DeWeese came from to get that rebound, that last offensive rebound.
Well,
I don't know where she came from. She has a hole in the floor, I think. She is so quick, you wouldn't believe how quick she is.
She certainly has lived up to her resume. That we have in front of us without a doubt. She is definitely a leader for this team.
Spectacular player. And Frederick will get the ball going from midcourt now. Putting it in play. Frederick down by six. They have the ball. It'll come into India Keene. Keene will come up against Klingenberg. Driving is Daniels with the runner again. Around the rim and in. Daniels.
Running right-handed. Nice touch there. Went around the rim twice, but went in.
She likes that move. Right in the lane. She'll put up that runner. And that time it went right in. Klingenberg almost took a shot. Decided not to as they work that ball around. Driving is DeWeese. Oh, she got the shot off, but it wouldn't go in. Rebound is fought for and goes out of bounds.
Good hands by Josie Klingenberg, but she knocked it out of
Rittinger.
Savannah Rittinger's hands, but it went out of bounds on her. So
I tell you, Rittinger is just an intelligent player. She gets very good positioning in rebounding, and she gets rebounds she shouldn't really get. And she's gotten about three of them already for Frederick tonight. Savannah Rittinger. There's a lot of stuff that might not get in the scoreboard. Daniels.
Oh,
the
my,
shot
another,
again. Daniels is on fire.
Another running right-hander by
8 points
Daniels.
For Michaela Daniels.
There's that press. That
17-15. Klingenberg now with it. Klingenberg gets it over there for the shot with the outside.
Nope.
That won't go. Rebound is taken down by Rittinger again. There she is again. Four rebounds for her now. Since coming off the bench, if you believe that.
Oh,
India Keene. Ball was tapped away and the rebound by Piper. Piper gets the loose ball. Aaron Piper with it now. For the Mavericks.
Now it's over to guess who?
And DeWeese. DeWeese with trying to put the move on Keene. Can't do it. Keene stays right with her. DeWeese looking for the open player. Shot no good. Rebound. Is it Rittinger again? I can't believe it. That's five rebounds by Rittinger.
She's got herself positioned very well down there, Pete, and doing the job.
All right, at India Keene now. It's 17-15. The Cadets can tie it up or possibly take the lead with a three. Daniels just outside that arc as she goes over to the right. She drives to the basket and draws the foul. She'll get two shots at the line.
Foul by Cassidy Johnson from the Mavericks. That'll be, I think, maybe 16 fouls. Yep.
Yeah, you're right. So they're getting the bonus there, the 1-1 bonus after this.
Three fouls for the Cadets.
And Daniels at the line. She's good from there, too, and she nails the first one. They're within one.
She's got nine, I believe, right?
9 points. 9 points for Michaela Daniels already. 6:20 to go, second quarter. She can tie the game. It's 17-16, a one-point lead for Manchester Valley.
Sydney Rousseau back in for Manchester Valley.
Shot is up, and it is good again to tie the game. 10 points on the night for Daniels already.
Manchester Valley's been a little bit of a drought here. They've 0-4 the last four times down the floor.
An intense
man-to-man
trapping defense by Boubacar up in the air to get that steal. Drives to the basket.
Nice pivot.
Puts it up and around the rim and out. Oh, she blew the bunny, but the rebound is put up. That won't go. They're still fighting for the rebound. And finally, Manchester Valley got their hands on it, but you're right. It'll be a jump ball.
I think.
Let's see now.
Nope, he's called a foul.
Foul has been called on Manchester Valley. That's seven.
No, it was on Frederick.
On Frederick. Wow. Okay. Oh. 16 fouls now on Manchester and four on Frederick. And the ball will go over to the Mavericks.
Ellie Boswell back in for Manchester Valley.
She switches them a lot, Piper and Boswell. Piper went out, Boswell comes in for the Mavericks as they work that ball out, and they're able to get that ball over midcourt. Now, but double team on DeWeese. They're trying to find the open player if DeWeese is double teamed, but they're having trouble doing it.
What do we got? Move and pick?
I think that's what it was, a moving pick to get DeWeese loose, and somebody moved and crashed into somebody, and you can't do that.
17-all.
So 17-all, 5:47, and Frederick can take the lead. With it is India Keene. The Cadets beating Manchester Valley right here last year, the only loss of the year for Manchester Valley, and Frederick went on for a state championship.
DeWeese almost another steal for Manchester Valley.
Her hands are unbelievably quick. DeWeese, or with it, India Keene, I should say. India Keene passing to Daniels. Daniels to the right side, puts up the jumper. Oh, won't go. Rebound taken down by Manchester Valley.
Excellent rebound there by Sydney Rousseau.
Sydney Rousseau. Good. Oh, Klingenberg. Blocked by Bubakar to Keene. They pass it ahead to Daniels. She lays it in, and they take the lead.
Wow, what a play this end and then out the other end, Pete.
It is 19-17, two-point lead for Frederick.
Here comes the trap.
Come from behind. They were down by six. They have seized the lead as Klingenberg deep in the corner. She's guarded by Rittinger. Can't do anything.
Nice pass.
Pass now. She gets in a pass and going across.
Somebody didn't drop down again, Pete. She was wide open underneath.
That was
too easy for Boswell.
Ellie Boswell getting wide open and a beautiful pass by Bubakar found her. Right now it's India Keene, top of the key. India giving it over to Daniels. Back over to Keene on the left wing now. Outside the arc. Now she passes to Rihanna Hall. Hall trying to force the way. A bad shot by Hall. Rebound, though, is put up by Bubakar. And Bubakar. No, it's a clean block.
Jump ball.
Manchester Valley with a clean block on Bubakar. That doesn't happen very often.
That was Ellie Boswell.
Oh,
she's come off the bench and played a heck of a game here for Manchester Valley.
I don't think I've ever seen her get stuffed all year. And that's the first time that happened. And that was done by Ellie Boswell.
Well, Bubakar down here in the possession before saved the ball out of bounds and then went down and made a great play at the other end. So outstanding play from Rose Bubakar for the Cadets.
Klingenberg bringing that ball up for Manchester Valley. She gets it over on the left side to Boswell. Ellie Boswell has played very well off that bench.
Nice pass. Good hunt. There it is.
Bubakar.
Again on the hustle down and
messing up that baseline pass. Bubakar is so fast and so big, she gets in there and can actually disrupt the baseline pass.
She did it again.
She is a tremendous freshman. Is that a great freshman year for Frederick? Putting the ball in play now is Saunders for Manchester Valley. And oh, a quick pass to Boswell. The ball blocked by Bubakar, taken away by Daniels. And they move the ball quickly up. It's India Keene. She backpedals. Now she goes towards the basket. Now she throws the ball away. And coming this way is Klingenberg.
Yep.
Klingenberg has it to Bubakar. Bubakar, tricky dribble. Bubakar got loose. Now his triple team. She gets loose again. Puts it up. No good. Good movement by Bubakar. She couldn't finish it off. Coming the other way is Daniels. Daniels on the fast break. Drives. Puts it up and in.
I'll tell you what. They haven't seen anybody that can stay with Michaela Daniels when she decides to go to the rack.
They're going to have to figure out how to stop Daniels. 21-19, Frederick has seized the lead by 2 points. The ball out of bounds. It will be Manchester Valley ball.
Boy, I tell you what, this freshman for Frederick, Rose Bubakar, has really stepped up every week. She's gotten so much better, and here is she's playing an outstanding ball game.
Well, what you notice is her hustle, and she'll go after everything.
Yep.
She'll sacrifice her body, and she'll use her speed and her size to break up those interior passes. They're trying to get Bubakar, or trying to get DeWeese or somebody open, and they're having trouble doing it because of the speed of Bubakar.
Yeah, the defense is putting a lot of pressure on them. They're not shooting the ball, I'm sure, as normally as well as they do, but it's due in part to the defense that Frederick's putting on them, especially down here when someone gets the ball down low. They're double teaming. When they're getting the corner, they're going to double team. So they're making it real difficult for Manchester Valley to get into some rhythm on their half-court offense the same as they did last week, the other night against Linganore. So, you know, DeWeese, they got to look at DeWeese, hope that DeWeese can get them get on track there, but they got to find an answer to Manchester Valley needs the answer to the King of Daniels, and I don't know if that's possible.
It's amazing because she was the star last year in the victory that Frederick had here against Manchester Valley, so you would think in a year's time, but Daniels has such talent that she probably can disrupt almost any plan that an opponent has.
Now, Ellie Boswell's taking a step up for Manchester Valley to help out, but they need somebody else to help.
There's a pass now to DeWeese. DeWeese moving to the basket, puts it up. No
foul.
Good. She got fouled. She get two more shots at the line.
They have an excellent inbounds play off to, that's three times in a row now they've gotten the ball down to Mackenzie DeWeese, and she's gone to the foul line all three times.
An 80% shooter. You don't get much better than that in high school, and DeWeese seldom misses. Let's put it that way. Shot is up, and it is no good. Well,
see,
there I jinxed her.
Yep, you sure did, Pete. Every time you say that.
I'm gonna shut up. It's 21-19, 3:24 to go in the half, and she can cut it to one. DeWeese's second is up, and it's good. Was it a foul?
Got a problem. Yep. Didn't count.
Did not count. So 21-19 is the score, and it'll be Frederick ball. Frederick can take a two-possession lead here if they can score. With it is India Keene. She brings it up over the timeline. Got the inbound pass from Boubacar. Gets it over to Daniels on the left wing. Daniels holding the ball. She feeds the ball deep in the corner now. As Frederick tries to work that ball around, Keene has it again at about just outside the arc. She moves over to the right wing now. Gets Boubacar deep in the corner. Boubacar moves towards the basket. Boubacar puts up the shot. It's stolen by Boubacar.
Going to her left and stops and goes and shoots with the right.
The teardrop by Boubacar. 23-19. Oh, she's talented.
Yeah.
She is so talented. Sumai Williams also in the game now for Frederick. A four-point lead for the Cadets. DeWeese. DeWeese with a three.
That's what... She's got to do, apparently she's got to do a little more herself, Pete. That's awful. That's an awful lot to ask of that young lady. But, boy, can she play this game.
She had 41 three-point shots in the regular season. 23-22 now. That cuts the lead to one as DeWeese says, hey, I'm around too. I can do some stuff. There's Boubacar with a three.
My
goodness. Boubacar with a three. Rose Boubacar, the freshman. She has 10 points. And you're right, this is a coming-out party for her, I'll tell you. Triple team now, DeWeese being guarded and knocked out of bounds.
Rihanna Hall.
That's Rihanna Hall. I think she's going to get the foul as she, with her body, put DeWeese right out of bounds.
Coach making sure she understands what you're supposed to do.
She went over to talk to Ashley Bush very quickly, and Manchester Valley will put the ball in play here. It'll be Amelia Saunders putting the ball in play right in front of us, right under the basket. Trying to get loose is Ellie Boswell. They finally get the ball in. What a spectacular catch there by Klingenberg. Klingenberg loses it. Picked up by India Keene. Keene comes the other way. The fast break. She feeds ahead. And the ball is put up and in.
That's Samai Williams.
Samai Williams, who just came in the game, got that. She led the fast break, and Williams put it in. 28-22, a six-point lead for Frederick, their biggest of the game. We got 1:45 to go in the half. With it is DeWeese. DeWeese is going to have to really get hot here to bring her team back. They're down by six. Klingenberg.
Nice pass.
Pass underneath to Piper, and she puts it in.
Nice play by Klingenberg to see Piper open underneath. That's
beautiful play. Nicely designed play by Manchester Valley. 28-24, the lead at four now, and with the ball is India Keene for Frederick. Give it to Daniels. Daniels slowing things down here. She'll have Klingenberg on her right now as she tries to get down the lane. And she puts her body in, in, and gets fouled, drawing the foul from Klingenberg. How in the world did she do that?
I don't know. It was a great, great shot by Michaela Daniels. She knows when she gets fouled, she's going to do something to try to get the ball in the air toward the basket.
I mean, it looked like Klingenberg had perfect defense on her, and somehow she forces the foul and makes the shot. Now she'll try and get the and one. It'll be Daniels at the line. It's 30-24, Frederick. Shot is up, and it is good. All net for Daniels.
What an outstanding first half by Michaela Daniels.
She couldn't be doing much more, I'll tell you that.
And the good support there from Rose Boubacar.
Rihanna Hall. Rihanna Hall gets the assignment to try to guard DeWeese, and it's going to be a whistle.
Foul.
I think she got too close to DeWeese.
It's 1-1 now for Manchester Valley. That's seventh team foul for Frederick.
And you don't want to put DeWeese at the line because she seldom misses. 31-24. I think that's Rihanna Hall, a good call for the foul, I believe. Eight team fouls now on the Mavericks and seven team fouls on Frederick. Shot by Deweese is no good. Oh, the rebound by Bubakar. And Bubakar, the outlet pass to Ridinger. Ridinger back over to Keane now. Keane quickly comes out, resumes her spot as the quarterback of this team. She comes up to the top of the key. She looks over to the right. She fires a pass to Daniels, who puts it up, and no good. Rebound fought for under there.
It's going to
go out of bounds.
Yep, off of
Klingenberg, I think.
It was. Frederick's ball.
So it'll be Frederick ball, 31-24. They lead by 7, 47.1 seconds left in the first half.
Be 5 seconds soon. Oop,
oh, stolen. They get it in. They get it in by, but they stolen by Piper. Erin Piper got her quick hands in there. Here comes Deweese. Deweese. Oh, she fires a pass over on the corner. Deweese on the corner.
Uh-oh.
And she loses the ball.
Uh-oh.
She hurts her foot. And the ball goes ahead to Daniels, who lays it in.
And,
but an injured player.
That's not good.
Injured player, and we don't want to see that. We don't want to see that.
That's a tough break for Manchester Valley. She must have stepped and did and she kept going and her ankle didn't. That's a tough break there for that young lady.
They'll come out and look now. 19 points for Michaela Daniels with 31.1 seconds to go in the first half. So she is ahead. She's already over her scoring average in the first half. She's averaging 18.1 and she's got 19.
Sure hope that's not too serious there for Mackenzie Deweese.
Deweese has 10 points herself, so she's in double figures also. And, of course,
she's very ginger there getting up. So that's
she'll be helped off, but that doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
Does not look good. And so the star player for Manchester Valley being helped off the court here. With 31.1 seconds, she will have the halftime when they can really look at that and see how bad it is.
Savannah Ridinger back in for Frederick.
Why, she's played outstanding basketball, that Ridinger. Five rebounds since she's been in there. Coming off the bench, she's also made some good offensive passes. And Ridinger just stays in the game. You're going that hot, you leave her in.
Yes, indeed. 1 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock.
All right, that clock winding down. Now, in the game, in the half, we have 26 seconds left now as Klingenberg will bring it up for the Manchester Valley Mavericks. She's going against India Keane. She gets by Keane.
Nice pass.
Nice pass underneath all
Boswell.
Alone. Oh, is that Boswell again?
Yes.
Boswell getting loose again without the ball. It's 33-26.
They better hustle. It's only 8 seconds left.
Beautifully timed play there by the Manchester Valley Mavericks. Daniels down the lane. A scoop shot won't go. Rebound taken by Manchester Valley as the buzzer sounds, ending the first half. And what a first half it was. Our score here at halftime, Frederick 33 and Manchester Valley 26. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Steve Dibbs, we are live at halftime here. It's Frederick taking on Manchester Valley for the girls 3A West Region Championship and a trip to Towson University to the Final Four next week. And right now, 33-26, Frederick over Manchester Valley. And everybody's wondering how badly injured is Deweese.
Yeah, that's
Mackenzie Deweese.
That's going to be a key for Manchester Valley for sure, Pete. And didn't look good going off the floor. Hopefully she's okay and continue to play. But it looked like I don't think she rolled. It got stepped on. She went to move, and she went one way, and it went the other. And how hard that was, what was the force behind it, we don't know. But she couldn't put any weight on it.
Yeah, that did not look good. We'll see, though. They'll have halftime here to look things over. Looking at the scoring very quickly for Frederick, Michaela Daniels with an outstanding first half. 19 points she scored. She was almost unstoppable once she got the pass in the lane, going down that lane with that scoop shot, that running right-hander. They could not stop her. 10 points for Rose Bubakar, the freshman. 2 points for Natalie Washington. 2 points for Sumai Williams, who came in off the bench for the Mavericks of Manchester Valley. 10 points for Mackenzie Deweese, as she showed why she is so highly thought of. Just tremendous moves and tremendous speed from that young lady. 6 points for Erin Piper. 7 points tonight so far for Ellie Boswell. And they score once again 33-26 at halftime. We already have Thomas Johnson boys going to the boys' Final Four at College Park And we got other games going on tonight. The Oakdale boys taking on Williamsport, and also the Oakdale girls at Poolsville with a tough assignment.
Yes, indeed. They sure do. But, you know, certainly want to congratulate Coach Entwistle at Catoctin. Their girls got all the way to the regional championship.
Yes, they did.
They lost a tough one today to Southern Garrett up at Frostburg State. It was 48-36, but an outstanding season certainly for the Catoctin girls, and congratulations to them for making that run and getting themselves that deep and getting a chance to play in that state semis. But a great year for Catoctin.
And that's we'll be bringing you games of whatever teams from Frederick County make it. We don't know how we're going to do it yet, looking at the schedule, but we will do it. We'll do the best we can to get as many games on for you as we can from Thursday to Saturday of the coming week. That'll be when the boys' championships are played at College Park and the girls' championships at Towson. Of course, Frederick here, the team right here tonight, is the defending state champion in 3A. And I'll tell you, the way they're playing in this first half, Steve, they look like defending champions.
Indeed they do. And you know, they don't have, Manchester Valley just doesn't have an answer for Makeda.
No.
Daniels, she's been able to drive past whoever's guarding her. Her first step is unbelievable, and she's able to stop and shoot and make that shoot, that little soft right-hander. She also knows when to shoot if somebody's going to get close to her. Looks like she's fouling her. She gets the ball up in the air to try and get to the foul line. That's what good players do. Rose Bubakar, what a great first half she has had.
What a story.
Both ends of the floor, just hustling, making plays on defense, getting open, driving the lane. That there's a big plus there for those. And they've got, 19 and 30 of the 29 and the 33 points for Frederick, but you know, it's an overall thing with the cadets as far as their defense. They suffocate you. They always find ways to trap you in the corner, trap you up top, double team you down low. They make it very difficult for you to get your plays that you want to run offensively.
They are a true defending champion. I want to thank Bob Dacey tonight, our producer at our WFMD studios back in Frederick. We will take another break and come back with the start of what should be a very interesting second half. Right now it's 33-26. Frederick with a 7-point lead over Manchester Valley. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Bob Dacey, our producer at WFMD Studios tonight. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live at Manchester Valley, 33-26. Frederick with a 7-point lead and the ball as they start the third quarter. Here we go.
Coming right at us, Pete.
Coming right at us is right. Michaela Daniels has that ball now over at the right point. She holds it over her head. Oh, Bubakar slips it through her hands there. She couldn't handle the pass from Daniels, and it goes over to Manchester Valley.
And the big key for Manchester Valley, Mackenzie DeWeese looks okay, and she's back in there.
All right, Klingenberg with it now. Klingenberg, a little point guard. Oh, she has the ball stolen away. India Keene picks up, stolen back by DeWeese, who's playing injured, and she steals the ball again. And
look at that hustle by Chris Linthicum.
Jumps 5 feet of the air to knock the ball out of bounds. Kristen Linthicum.
They have that press down pat, and then nowhere. That's what they hope for, so those kind of passes.
Saunders ahead to DeWeese. She almost got ahead of the crowd. Now she puts up the three. That won't go. Rebound taken down by Frederick.
Daniels.
Oh, it's stolen away by Manchester Valley. The ball is put up in wild shot there, and it'll go back to Frederick.
I think she kind of rushed that shot.
Yeah, no question.
Great job by Klingenberg to steal the ball from Michaela Daniels, and then just took an ill-advised shot there.
She's one of those pesky point guards. You got to watch her. And she's right on top of India Keene as Keene brings it up over the timeline, gets it to Daniels, top of the key. Daniels using a screen from Bubakar, trying to get away. Erin Piper staying right with her. She tries to pass it in the interior to Bubakar, puts it up, no good. Bubakar, her own rebound, puts it up, no good. Bubakar, a third rebound, and loses the ball. A travel is being called against Manchester Valley.
That's a tough call, Sydney Rousseau, because she went up high to get that and just fell and went backwards, so that was a travel, but what an effort by her to get the ball.
Bubakar, amazing, getting two rebounds and a third. She couldn't get that third one up there, though. It'll be India Keene putting in ball play right in front of us under the basket, under the Frederick basket. India Keene has to get in Curry here, and she does. She lofts it out. And Daniels goes right down the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound is by Bubakar, no good. Bubakar draws the foul. She'll get two at the line.
Yep. Boy, I tell you what, not too many times you're going to be able to out-rebound Rose Bubakar.
Rose Bubakar coming out of nowhere to get that big offensive rebound.
She is. She's almost 6'0", if not 6', and so strong.
It's hard to believe she's a freshman playing with the poise she does. The shot is up by Bubakar and all net. And Rose now with 11 points on the night for Frederick.
Boswell now in for Saunders for Manchester Valley. She's the only other.
Besides, Ellie Boswell played well in that first half off the bench. Shot by Bubakar up and good. She gets two there. And Rose now with 12. Okay, it'll be a little trick there, almost played by Rihanna Hall. But Deweese will put it to Klingenberg. Back to Deweese. Deweese in trouble in the backcourt, but she gets the ball somehow to Ellie Boswell. Boswell there for the safety valve. Boswell across, gets it to Klingenberg. Klingenberg passing over now to Boswell, puts the shot up. It won't go. The rebound is fought for, and it's going to be taken
now. I think, on India Keen.
That's what it's going to be.
Manchester Valley ball.
So Man Valley will have it. It'll be Klingenberg putting that ball in play for the Mavericks.
They'll need to make sure they take advantage of these possessions, Pete, because they're starting to get. Here's now a 9-point lead. You don't want to get it double digits.
35-26 Frederick.
5 seconds.
5 second violation on the Mavericks, and the ball goes over to Frederick. It'll be Bubakar putting the ball in play now. They have to go the length of the court. 35-26, 9-point lead for Frederick with 6:46 left third quarter.
Rihanna Hall getting a little time here to tie her shoe. Now we can go.
So Bubakar doesn't look any the worse for wear out there from what I've seen. She may not have that incredible speed that we saw in the first half. Bringing the ball up is India Keen against Klingenberg. She goes over now to the left side, turning around, trying to find somebody open underneath. She passes across the side, almost stolen away there by Aaron Piper, but Daniels gets it back. Daniels on the baseline, puts the jumper up. That's an air ball, and it's going to be taken by Piper. But Piper loses to Bubakar. Back to Keen. In the corner, Rihanna Hall. Puts it up. No good. Rebound fought for. Aaron Piper has it again for Manchester Valley to Klingenberg with the outlet pass. Here comes Boswell up now for the Mavericks. And there's some action along the side there. I don't know if it's going to be a foul or not, but neither player is injured. And that was Deweese. Deweese got pushed into the crowd there.
Well, and Michaela Downs was right in her hip pocket.
Yeah, just a good defense. But it looked like a little rough stuff there.
They're going full tilt. It's hard for them to stop.
It's hard to stop. 35-26, 9-point lead for Frederick.
Better get it in.
And Valley is having trouble getting it in. They finally do. Driving is Boswell. Forces it up. Won't go. A scramble on the floor. There are bodies on the floor.
Jump ball. And I think it's Manchester's possession. Yep.
The Mavericks have it. With down by nine with 6:05 to go third quarter.
Officials take a few minutes to confer about something.
Is there any question about either team wanting this game? I tell you, they want this game. They know that the winner goes to the Final Four at Towson. The loser goes home.
Frederick High yelling, it should have been their ball.
And the ball rolling around. They may get it anyway.
Now they'll get it back.
Yes, it'll be Frederick. I think it'll be Frederick. And Deweese is over there talking to the coach, who is her mother. I don't know what they're saying.
Previous play, they call a jump ball, and they said it was Manchester Valley's ball. But the Frederick fans were saying, you know, trying to argue it was Frederick ball. But needless to say, they got it back, and now it's Frederick's ball.
Frederick ball now. All right, Daniels right in front of the Manchester Valley bench will put the ball in play, and she gets it into India Keen, who's directing traffic, and she's got Klingenberg right in her face. She tries to get over that timeline. She's with the ball, trying to get down the lane. Can't do it. Can't shake Klingenberg. Good defense by Klingenberg.
Uh-oh.
And there's going to be a foul call.
23. Got it on Michaela Dance for a shove.
That's Daniels. That's her second.
Yep.
Her second foul, so she's not in any real trouble yet.
No.
She has 19 points in that first half. Here comes Klingenberg. Klingenberg goes right by Bubakar. And she almost loses the ball. The ball rolling on the floor again, picked up by now Boswell with a three. Oh, it's way off. Rebound, though, is taken underneath by Frederick and stolen back by Klingenberg. Klingenberg, a baseline real move. Up and in by Klingenberg.
My, what a shot.
Klingenberg. She is not very tall, and she somehow got that shot off.
Boy, great shot by Josie Klingenberg. How she got that ball to go in, I don't know.
I don't know. 35-28. She found a seam under there on those big Frederick players and somehow got it in. Right now, McDaniels now. Daniels looking at Klingenberg. Goes right by Klingenberg. Puts the running right header up. It won't go. She missed an easy shot. Puts up
foul.
The rebound. That won't go.
Foul.
But a foul.
I think that's on Boswell, but I'm not. We'll wait and see here.
Yeah, by the look on her face there, a very resigned expression of disgust.
That's two on Allie Boswell.
For it'll be Daniels at the line. And Daniels seldom misses. Well, she did there.
Well, there you go again, Pete.
I'm going to shut up again. But Daniels will get her second shot here. It's 35-28.
Let the come back in for Frederick.
This Mann Valley team not going away.
Cassidy Johnson in for the Mavericks.
Look like Frederick might be running away for a while there, but they've come back now. Daniels, her second free throw, makes it 36-28, so it's an 8-point lead for Frederick.
Backcourt pressure here.
Here's Klingenberg. Klingenberg gets the pass in from Cassidy. Klingenberg going coast to coast, puts it up, no good.
Block.
A blocking foul on Frederick.
That was on
Riddinger?
Riddinger, yep.
All right, Riddinger draws the foul. She's been staying in there because she played outstanding ball on the rebounds in that first half.
Three team fouls for Frederick, two for the Mavericks.
36-28, shot is up and in around the rim and out. And Klingenberg misses. She'll get another.
Ann Saunders now in for Manchester Valley.
Second shot by Klingenberg is up, and she misses that one too. And the rebound is taken down by Riddinger. Who else? Her sixth rebound of the game. It goes out now to India Keene. Keene will dribble against Klingenberger. She comes up over the timeline now. 36-28. Frederick with an 8-point lead. 4:51 to go, third quarter. Championship game here for the 3A West Region Championship. Holding that ball and taking her time now is Daniels. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Daniels goes through two people, puts it up, no good, but gets fouled. Daniels can draw that foul even though she missed the shot. She'll get two more at the line.
Got her with the body. Should be 3-3 now, I guess. Yep, 3-3 team fouls for each.
Yeah. Shot is up, and it is no good by Daniels. So Daniels just 1-for-3 at the line here in this second half. She had 19 points in the first half, has 20 now for the game.
Mackenzie DeReese, she's kind of wincing a little bit, so it's probably starting to tighten
up
a little bit.
She's probably got some pain, but she's
going to play through it, absolutely.
She's going to try and play through it. Daniels with another free throw, and this one goes in. She's 2-for-4 now, 37-28, as Cassidy will put the ball in play for the Mavericks. And she gets that ball into Ann Saunders. Cassidy with it now. Cassidy for Manchester Valley. Bounce pass, top of the key, it goes to Deweese. Deweese at the top of the key looking at Linthicum. She gets right by Linthicum, drives to the basket, puts it no good, and draws the foul from Linthicum, I believe.
Nope, I think it was Michaela Daniels.
Yeah, it would be okay.
That's her second.
Linthicum was on the back.
That's her third foul.
Okay, now she is in a little bit of trouble.
Yep, got to be careful here with 4:21 left.
At the line for two is Deweese. At 80%, she nails it. And that gives her 11 points for the game. Deweese will get another.
I think Natalie Washington in for the Cadets. Lithicum out.
37-29. Second shot here for Deweese. And she misses that one. Almost got her own rebound. Riddinger, though, gets her seventh rebound of the game. She came off the bench. She is just everywhere. With it is India Keene. Keene now with Saunders on her. She gets it over on the left wing. Here's Daniels' baseline drive. It's good by Daniels.
Boy, she knows how to do that running right-hander. Soft touch, Pete.
They can't stop her. 39-29. 10-point lead for the Cadets. With it is Deweese. Deweese with a three. It's partially blocked. It won't even make it.
What a hustle by Klingenberg on that play. The ball bounced off the floor. She got it. It was going to go out of bounds. Threw it off of Frederick High player's leg, and now it goes to Manchester Valley.
Well, she's one of those players that's just fun to watch because she is everywhere. Klingenberg, just an outstanding point guard for Manchester Valley. Going to have
trouble.
To hurry. They get it into Aaron
just
Piper.
In
Piper
just
gets
in
it to Klingenberg. Klingenberg gets it over now to Saunders. Saunders gets it back out to Deweese for a three-pointer. It won't go off the rim and rebound Bubakar.
They don't have any height down low, Pete, to match up if they don't make that three.
The boards are being owned by Frederick right now between Riddinger and Bubakar. Daniels. Daniels directing traffic. Washington sets the screen there for Daniels, moving to the basket. Triple team gets the shot up. That won't go. Rebound fought for and taken away by Aaron Piper. Bats it to DeWeese with a crossover dribble. She gets over the timeline and gets it up now.
Woo.
Cassidy, shot up, no good. Rebound, Boubacar.
I don't know why that was an ill-advised shot there. Yep.
Whew, and timeout call here. Ashley Bush wants to talk things over. 39-29, 10-point lead for the Frederick Lady Cadets. And I'll tell you, they look like defending state champions.
They sure do, Pete. They're making the plays. And then, again, they limit the number of shots that Manchester Valley's been able to take here. The only time that they've really gotten great shots is when somebody's met, you know, forgot assignment and someone's been down low, open. That's been the only time they've really gotten some shots that, you know, are close in. Otherwise, they're trying to shoot those threes, and when they don't go, you're not getting the rebound.
And they're just not falling, and that 10-point lead being maintained by Frederick with 3:12 to go here, third quarter. But you got to remember that this team only lost three games all year, and they are within striking distance. So it's still a long way to go because they can come back fast. DeWeese is just an outstanding player. We've seen that. And she, even though she has the injury, doesn't look like it's really bothering her that much, although she is playing through the pain.
Michaela Daniels has three fouls, so she's got to be a little careful. And they may put her on someone else that doesn't handle the ball as much, so it keeps her chances of fouling someone a little less, so she doesn't pick up that fourth foul.
All right. Riddinger stays in the game as she has 7 rebounds since coming off the bench. She is just in an uncanny ability to be in the right place at the right time. Her driving to the basket out, losing control as Boubacar gets her own rebound. No good. There's
Washington
twice won't go, and finally DeWeese gets the rebound for Manchester Valley and leading a fast break the other way. DeWeese playing very hard. The ball knocked out of bounds. Let's see who it's going to go to.
It goes to Manchester Valley.
Manchester Valley. Although I think Ashley Bush wanted to go the other way, but she won't get her argument there. It'll be Cassidy putting that ball in play. And Riddinger, who's just played outstanding basketball coming out of the game. Savannah Riddinger. Ball
nice
comes
pass.
In play. Beautiful pass under DeWeese. And she missed the shot. Just wanted it too much and put too much on it. Goes over the backboard. And the possession goes to Frederick.
That's where it's really hurting Manchester Valley. If they don't match basket for basket here, Pete, they got to take advantage of the situation.
Oh, nice pass, Daniels, to Boubacar, but she loses the ball, picked up by DeWeese.
I heard the slap, but the referees didn't.
DeWeese to Saunders now, or Saunders with it. Trying to dribble around, trying to get around Boubacar, can't do it. Gets it to Piper, who's wide open. She misses the three, and the rebound is taken down by Frederick.
I don't understand why Manchester Valley keeps shooting that many threes. They got to get some shots down closer.
Linthicum now. Linthicum uses her elbow. I think she's going to get called for an elbow on that.
Nope, it's going to call
on that. You're right.
Wow.
Oh, I thought I saw the elbow go right in the stomach there, but no call.
Klingenberg.
Wow.
It's called for the block.
Oh, man, I tell you. Okay.
She's got some blood, maybe.
She got hit hard. I don't know how that wasn't an offensive foul, but
she's got to go out of the game here.
So Klingenberg out. Now, she's a gutty little point guard, I'll tell you that. She could play on my team anytime, way she hustles.
Savannah Flatter is in now for Manchester Valley.
India Keane gets that ball and play to Boubacar. They go along the left sideline. It goes to Linthicum. Now goes to Daniels. Daniels right along there. Daniels loses the dribble and stops. Passes it to Linthicum now. Top of the key. Linthicum going to drive right down the lane. Puts it up. And good. And she got fouled.
No.
Offensive foul?
Yep.
All right. They got Linthicum that time. Wow.
Extending the arm out.
I thought they probably should have got to the play before that, which she did put the elbow into Klingenberg's chest, but she got called there.
5 team fouls for Frederick, 4 for Joe.
Saunders loses the ball. Boubacar drives in and hits the bottom of the backboard but gets fouled. Boubacar losing control there, but she got fouled. 39-29. The play getting very physical out there right now.
Yep.
I haven't seen Klingenberg come back in. She just took a shot right in the mouth.
She's going to come back. I think she's there and ready to come back in.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. She is. All right, Boubacar with two. Yep. Two shots here for Boubacar. And she misses the first. We get another.
they're having, she's going to have to change her jersey. That's what she's doing.
39-29, 10-point lead for Frederick. Bubakar can add to it. She's got one more shot. 1:52 left, third quarter. Shot is up, and it is no good. She bound, though, fought for it. Daniels gets it falling down, gets it to Linthicum. And back to Bubakar, top of the key to Keen. India Keen now looks at Saunders and fires over on the right wing. It's going to be taken by Daniels. Nice screen set for Daniels there
down
by Bubakar.
The
drives right down the lane, takes advantage, won't get it. The rebound up, that's no good. And the rebound out of bounds goes off of
Deweese.
Deweese, you're right. Off of Deweese's two hands, couldn't handle it.
Now, Klingenberg's come back in, but she has a new jersey on, but it's not the same number.
Okay, she'll be wearing four for those of us right here.
And referee's going over to this table to make sure everything is good.
She had head double zero, but she'll be wearing four now. Klingenberg.
Yep, she's back in, so she's good.
And Saunders goes out. Klingenberg comes in. India Keen under her own basket. It's 39-29. Still a 10-point lead for Frederick. 1:34 to go. Third quarter. Ball comes
nice
in too.
Pass.
Washington puts it in.
And
a beautiful pass. What a beautiful pass. Inbounds pass by India Keen.
Great positioning there. Got her open. Great shot by Natalie Washington and was fouled.
Natalie Washington, the 5 foot or the 5 foot 11 junior, playing well for Frederick tonight. 41-29, and she can add to that with the and one. 41-29, biggest lead of the game for the Cadets at 12, and Natalie Washington can make it 13. And she misses. The rebound by Daniels. Somehow got up in the air.
That went back, kicked out.
Wow, Linthicum gets floored, loses the ball, but it's picked up by Frederick. And right now, India Keen has it. Bodies on the floor here. It's getting very physical. Top of the key, it is India Keen over to Daniels. Daniels, using a screen from Bubakar, gets loose, puts up the shot, and
scores!
What a play by Daniels.
What a shot by Michaela Daniels.
Oh, man, using that screen from Bubakar, just puts it in, 44-29. Spinning now is Klingenberg. Klingenberg gets it to the baseline. That shot is good, and I'll tell you, Manchester Valley has gone stone cold.
Yes, they have, and they haven't really been close the last three times, Pete, as far as their shots.
15-point lead for Frederick with 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. And I'll tell you, the fans from Frederick are standing up and giving the team a standing ovation with just 37 seconds, 10 seconds of the shot clock now, 44-29, Frederick.
There goes Michaela.
Here's Daniels, a running right-hander again. That won't go. Rebound, India Keen. Keen gets the bounce pass back to Daniels. Daniels backpedals with 24 seconds. They'll turn off the shot clock now with a 15-point lead for Frederick.
Trying to trap her.
They get it to
it's
Keen
stolen.
And a foul
nope.
in the back.
They
I think
call Klingenberg for the steal. Yeah.
She tried to steal.
Yeah. That's now six foul for and Manchester Valley.
So the score 44-29, 18
seventh.
Seconds.
It's the seventh foul. Excuse me. They didn't put it up there until this now. So we got 1-1.
And she was hitting the back. So India Keen will get the 1-1 here. It's 18 seconds to go in the third quarter, 44-29. Here's Rittinger back in, and Linthicum goes out. Also, Daniels out for a rest with three personals.
Well, I don't think she's taking a rest the whole ball game.
I don't think she has. You want her on the floor scoring. And the shot is good. She'll get another. India Keen with the 1-1. And that's her, believe it or not, that's her first point of the game. 45-29. And she can make it a 16-point lead.
Pete, Manchester Valley has only scored 12 points since the first quarter.
Well, there you go. Shot is up, no good. And the score still 45-29.
And gets the ball back.
Rittinger, eighth rebound for her. Let's just count her down on rebounds. India Keen in the open court driving to the basket. There'll be Klingenberg fighting with Bubakar, or rather with Natalie Washington for the rebound. They both go down on the floor. It'll be Manchester Valley ball. Klingenberg will put it in play. So Klingenberg with a baseball heave with 5 seconds goes over
foul.
The head of Boswell, and he'll go back to Frederick.
Manchester Valley is just the wheels are coming off, Pete.
Yeah, nobody touched the ball, so the clock doesn't move.
And it comes right back to where they were.
5.9 seconds. Frederick will have it with a 16-point lead.
And underneath their basket.
And it'll be India Keen putting it in play for the Cadets. India Keen to Washington. No, she gets it to Bubakar. Bubakar puts up the 15-footer. That won't go. Rebound is hauled in. And there's going to be a whistle, I think.
Nope.
Nope.
Manchester Volleyball, they won't be able to shoot.
Okay,
only 0.4 seconds left.
Yeah, there's only 0.4, 0.4 of a second left, and they have to go the length of the court. So maybe Boswell will throw it in play here. 45-29. And Boswell gets it into Klingenberg, and they can't do anything with it. So at the end of three quarters of play, it is Frederick 45 and Manchester Valley 29. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
I want to thank Bob Dacey, our producer tonight at the WFMD studios. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're live at Manchester Valley. We want to thank our sponsors tonight, Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Guy Cappuccino, Jay Day, and the Day Home team of the real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing, all bringing you this exciting high school basketball action. And we got more to come at the end of the week. Thursday through Saturday, we'll be covering the tournaments at Towson and at College Park. And we know TJ will be there for the boys, and Frederick one quarter away from being there again for the girls.
We were just talking, Pete. Manchester Valley has scored 9 points in the second quarter, only three in the third.
So you can see how this game has gone. Bubakar almost got a three-point shot. Rebound is taken away by Deweese.
They call the jump ball, so that'll be Manchester Valley's ball.
Deweese continues to hustle. And she's
the second quarter, they pretty much kept her in check, Pete.
Yeah, no question about it. Saunders gets that ball in play now as it goes to Klingenberg. Klingenberg comes to the top of the key. She'll be looking right into the face of India Keene. She goes to the left side now, trying to get a bounce pass into the corner to Piper. Piper has it deep in the corner. She feeds the ball out, trying to get it to Deweese. Deweese falls down.
She stepped out of bounds.
So it's going to go over to Frederick as her foot was on that line.
They just converge on you so quickly, Pete, and make you turn the ball over, and that's what they did just then.
Same thing they did against Linganore on Thursday night, according to what you were saying, Steve.
Indeed.
Similar defense.
Yep.
There's Daniels. Daniels in the corner, goes to Bubakar. Bubakar with a stop and pop from 10 feet. Won't go. Rebound is taken down by India Keene, and they continue to get the offensive rebounds and the defensive rebounds. They're just controlling the boards. High post now is set for Frederick, and falling down is Washington, Natalie Washington, and picked up by Deweese. Deweese puts up the shot, around the rim and out, and gets fouled. Get two shots at the line here for Deweese.
She's had a tough time making shots here after that first quarter when she hit that one, those two buckets, and then that 1-3. Since then, she's missed. Now, but she's been at the foul line, but she hasn't made her shots.
Yeah, that's a good point. Deweese's shot is good. That's perfect by Deweese. Mackenzie Deweese now with 12 points on the night, 45-30. And here comes Rihanna Hall back in the game for Frederick. 6:57 to go, fourth quarter. It's 45-30 in favor of Frederick, but a free throw here for Deweese. Mackenzie Deweese, the shot is up, and it is good. And Deweese now with 13 points on the night, 45-31, 6:55 to go in the game.
They need several stops here on defense, Pete, for them to get themselves back in it. But they certainly have struggled here to get defensive rebounds here against Frederick.
India Keene with it. They get it over and out of the left point. It's going to be taken by Keene. Keene passes on the other side to Linthicum. Linthicum deep in the corner goes to Daniels. Down to Bubakar, puts up the shot. It's good. They get fouled. That's it. Natalie Washington. She got fouled.
Rihanna Hall.
Well, it is Rihanna Hall. You're right. Rihanna Hall.
Nice passing there. Great job by Rihanna Hall to go up, and as strong as she is as well, getting that bucket to go and get a chance for a three-point play.
47-31, huge lead for Frederick now, 6:34 left in the game. Shot by Hall is up, and it is no good, and the rebound is fought for. Deweese had it, knocked out of her hands by the quickness of India Keene. It'll go over to Manchester Valley. Saunders will put the ball in play right in front of us. Saunders gets it into Klingenberg, who brings it up, and they'll take a rally now in some long three-point shots for Manchester Valley to get back in this one. 47-31.
I think Boswell was the last one to make a three for Manchester Valley.
They're going to have
back in the first half.
They're going to have to come up with some threes right now. This one's over. Deweese trying to go towards the basket. Deweese along the baseline. The good Frederick defense forces
Rihanna
her
Hall
on the floor. Rihanna Hall forced her on the floor. Ball is loose. Manchester Valley still with it. Now a whistle and a timeout called by Manchester Valley.
Coach Deweese saw that might be in trouble, called the timeout to keep possession. Well, they're really struggling with their half-court offense, and it's almost like a repeat from the other night as far as Frederick's defense. They are just all over the place, and they'll trap you, and they're quick, and their hands are quick, and they just make it extremely difficult for you to get any breathing room.
And that's what they will bring to Towson University as they try to defend their state championship. And they've had two state championships in this decade, winning in 2011 under the athletic director, Kevette Hammond, and now athletic director, and then winning under the leadership of Ashley Bush last year. They came in the Final Four the year before last, so this will be their third straight trip to the Final Four at Towson if they can hang on to this lead. 47-31 with 6:10 to go in the game. Deweese from deep in the corner, won't go. It just will not drop for her, and the rebound is taken away by Fredericks' India Keen.
That was Saunders, I believe, Pete, on match three.
All right.
Amelia Saunders.
5:55 to go in the game, 47-31. Linthicum now gets it in the corner to Keen. Keen over deep in the left corner with defense by Klingenberg. Drives to the basket, puts it up and in. What a nice touch by India Keen.
Manchester Valley just doesn't have the speed and quickness to stay with these girls. They were able to go by him very, very easily.
Klingenberg to Deweese on a nice play, but Deweese can't handle it. Now she puts up a reverse layup. That won't go. Rebound by Linthicum.
She's had a tough night.
Yeah, she may be bothered by that injury from late in the first half. We don't know what kind of pain she's playing in. With her right now is India Keen for Frederick. Keen has done a tremendous job as the quarterback of this team.
Run a weave here.
That's the weave, and Linthicum ends up with it. Now she passes over on the left side. To Keen again as they run
Daniels
those weaves. Oh, and now Daniels. Now the shot to Boubacar from the free throw line won't go. Rebound is going to be taken away by Daniels. But finally Saunders comes away with it to Klingenberg. Up it goes to Deweese. Deweese has to backpedal now. India Keen with great defense. India
got
Keen
her.
Fouls her.
Yep. She got it in the throat, but she did foul her.
And that's going to put her at a one-and-one situation now. So Deweese will have a one-and-one. You'll put an 80% free throw shooter at the line with a one-and-one. That's a pretty good deal here for Manchester Valley, but they have a hill to climb.
Foul shots is not going to get you back in the game here, Pete, that for sure.
49-32.
Manchester Valley came away with a very seldom. Only gave Frederick one shot on last possession.
And they missed the shot. She misses the second shot. But somehow, Manchester Valley, Aaron Piper gets that rebound with some great hustle. Klingenberg with a running right-hander puts it in on a beautiful shot.
Boy, she's had two great shots tonight, Pete.
Joey Klingenberg with a great shot. And it's 49-34 as Manchester Valley hangs tough.
There's the quickness and there they go.
Oh, what a beautiful pass underneath to Boubacar, who lays it in.
They collapsed on Daniels and they left Boubacar all by herself. Great job.
And those two almost know where each other is.
Nice. Try to get a pass into Sydney Rousseau. Went a little too high and went off her hands.
So it'll again go over to Frederick now with a 51-34 lead and 4:21 left in the game.
Manchester Valley now putting some backcourt pressure. See if they can get a steal or two. Get themselves some quick buckets here.
Frederick bring it up. Linthicum now. Linthicum on the left side. Linthicum passing back to India Keen. They get it to Rihanna Hall. Hall driving
nice
to the basket.
Ball. Nice and, job by Deweese.
Deweese held her ground.
And got the ball, but it'll go to Frederick.
What a nice defensive play by Deweese. She can do everything. India Keen will put the ball in play under her own basket. She lofts it out to Boubacar. She traveled. And that was Aaron Piper. Piper with her good defense causing that travel.
She may have fouled her, but it was after the fact.
Yeah, it looked like she did bump her, but Aaron Piper just with a great defensive play there forced the turnover. Goes to Saunders, now into Klingenberg.
Unfortunately, now Manchester Valley's got to get some threes, Pete.
They're down by 17. There's no question about it. With 4 minutes to go in the game, they need some long three-pointers. No question. There's Aaron Piper goes right to the basket. Can't get the ball to go in. And she just didn't have enough oomph on it. It just didn't quite get up to the rim.
And it'll be a Manchester ball. Ellie Boswell back in.
And Boswell can shoot that three, as she's shown.
Yes. She's the last one, I think, to make a three, Pete.
That was way back in the first half,
I think.
Yes. Unbelievable. A lot of it's been the defense from Frederick. And Frederick almost steals the inbounds pass. Let's see. There's a scramble under there. Let's see what happens here. And look at Rihanna Hall.
Got a little extracurricular.
Yeah, a little bit. But these girls on both teams are going hard.
Well,
and those things are going to happen.
Mackenzie DeWeese tried to bounce it off her foot and get the ball back on the inbounds play, and then they went to the floor. So,
all right.
Arianna Hall didn't appreciate that. So, I don't. But they're fine.
All right, bringing that ball up now is Keene again. Keene with Klingenberg on her. Klingenberg just plays hard all the time. And she almost stole the ball, but commits the foul trying to do it.
That's going to be her third, I think.
But you know, she figured you have to do something here.
Oh, yeah, sure you do.
With the clock down to 3:35, I'm going to have to make something happen.
That's her fourth foul.
Yeah, so she's one away from being out of the game.
Got a one-on-one situation now for Frederick.
Here's Keene with the line now. Keene's shot is up and no good. And the rebound is, almost taken by Boswell, but she falls down. Frederick gets it back. Bubakar puts it in, and that's a foul by Boswell.
That's a frustration foul there because she let the ball get away from her. She got up and went to try and do something, and it was a little too late getting there.
Bubakar will get a chance for the N1 here, the three-point play, 331, 53, 34, 19-point lead, biggest of the game for Frederick. Shot by Bubakar is good. She finishes off that old-fashioned three-point play.
20-point lead here.
And Bubakar having a night for herself right now with 17 points. Here's DeWeese.
Rihanna Hall on her face.
DeWeese, of course, has been playing through pain since late in the second quarter. She drives to the basket, puts it up around the rim and out. She cannot get that to go. It's a lid on the basket for her. Rebound is taken down by Rihanna Hall, and Frederick has it again.
They're in no hurry, obviously, Pete. That's for sure.
They'll milk the 30-second shot clock here. 3-0, now 3 minutes even. 3 minutes left in the game. 54-34, 20-point lead for Frederick. And it looks like they'll be going to Towson once again.
Kayla Daniels taking her time. She's going to go by Klingenberg and got a foul.
There's a bump.
That's her fifth.
Klingenberg, that'll be it for her.
Yep.
Jody Klingenberg has played a tremendous game. She has hustled from start to finish. Give her a hand.
Yes, indeed. She's a nice little ball player for Manchester Valley.
She gets a hug from the coach, DeWeese, and she should.
A lot of hustle and fire in that young lady when she plays.
All right, here's Daniels. She misses the free throw, but she hasn't done...
It's two shots.
Two shots.
Yeah, because
she's got
bonus.
20, 21, 23, 25 points tonight. Daniels does.
Frederick gets to shoot two from here on out.
And she gets the second. Give her 26. She's having a big night.
And Frederick backs off the pressure, which they certainly can do.
Saunders will be back and let them shoot threes now. Saunders.
Yep. But they're not going to let them do that.
Saunders
nice
gets
play.
It to Boswell. Boswell
tough
again not getting enough oomph on that shot. Can't get it up to the rim. I don't know how many shots like that they've hit tonight. They just can't reach the rim. And I think it's that defense of Frederick is what's doing it, I think.
Yeah, and plus there's a lid on the basket but as far as they're concerned, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like I don't know how many around the rim and outs Bubakar or DeWeese's head.
There's Daniels. Michaela just
she'll just
wasting time and goes down the lane, kicks it back out.
She gets out to Bubakar.
Hall
loose along the baseline. And now Bubakar gets the rebound. Now Hall again. Hall puts it in, but I don't know if it's going to count.
I got a shot clock violation.
Yeah, so it won't count. But I tell you, she was hustling right to the end.
Timeout, Manchester Valley.
And 2:04 left of the game, 55-34.
Coach Bush doesn't want to argue. Yeah. You're up 21 points.
Yeah, you just... But
she's right.
She is in there to the end, and I know she coaches to the end.
Now she's got the explanation. She's good.
She's with a 30-point lead, and she'll be out there teaching players to do things, and she'll be very serious.
That's the way Ashley Bush is.
And they're going to get some players in, I think, from the bench here with 2:04 to go in the game and a big 55-34 lead.
She thought that the ball hit the rim, and I don't think it hit the rim. Before they called the shot clock violation, even though they got the ball back, she thought it hit the rim, and they got the ball back, and then they get a new clock. So I think the explanation by the official, and she was okay.
Ann Saunders will put the ball in play for Manchester Valley. She puts it into Amelia Saunders, and Amelia bringing that ball up over the timeline for Man Valley. 55-34, 21-point lead for the Cadets in this 3A West Championship game. There's Saunders. Loses the dribble, has to shoot, almost lost the ball. It'll be a jump ball. A Frederick defense continues right to the end. They are just relentless.
That's the right word, Pete. They are relentless.
And it's just, it's brought them the victory over Linganore, certainly, and again tonight.
There's that play again to DeWeese, and she got fouled. But
you she couldn't get that ball up high enough to get it in the rim. It's just the balls have been falling short for Man Valley.
I think she's playing, doesn't seem like she's...
Doesn't have that speed,
but
that explosive speed.
I think she's probably... There's some there that's a little bit bothering her. She's had to play through it.
Yeah. DeWeese hits again the free throw line. She's got 15 points. For an ordinary player, you'd say, well, that's a pretty good night. But for DeWeese, it's not up to her average, believe it or not. DeWeese will shoot again.
Probably in the majority of it comes from the foul line, Pete.
Yeah. And there is 16 points for her tonight now. 1:48 to go in the game. And she's been playing with an injury since late in the second quarter. She had explosive speed that she showed us in the first quarter, for sure.
Mikayla Danz has driven the ball in the backcourt just to run time off the clock. Nobody can stay with her.
Saunders trying to catch up with her. And now it goes out to Linthicum. Linthicum holds the ball. Now gets a left-handed pass along the sideline to Hall. Amelia Hall has it. Or Rihanna Hall. Rihanna Hall with it. Passes out to India Keen. The ball loose. Picked up and thrown up by India Keen at the shot clock buzzer with 1:18 to go.
That works.
All right.
Because they
use up
score
the,
where it is, and you took all that time off the clock.
All right, putting that ball in play is Saunders now. As she gets it into Amelia Saunders, and Amelia Saunders will bring it up over the timeline, and she'll go right at Daniels. And now Keen picks her up on the right wing, trying to get that ball along the baseline to DeWeese, who squeezes it up.
Oh,
and it gets
there
fouled.
We go. Finally.
Finally, DeWeese.
She's
looking for that all night.
She's got a little bit of a smile, which she thought, finally, I got one to go in.
And that gives her 17 points on the night. She can make it 18 by getting the N1. 104. 104 left in the game. And the shot's good. What a season she has had for Manchester Valley.
Indeed she has. And
trap in the backcourt now by Manchester Valley, trying to get that ball back, but it's broken easily by Mikayla Daniels. Daniels in the open court is something to behold, I'll tell you. In the open court, she is something. Look at her. She's taken over. Going to Arkansas on a scholarship in a couple of years.
Linthicum
along the baseline and puts it in. Oh, Linthicum got loose along the baseline. And Linthicum knows what to do with the basketball when she gets the pass. 30 seconds to go. Shot up and in by DeWeese. They're going in now for DeWeese, but it's too little too late. 57-41.
This will be it, Pete.
20 seconds. Ball comes to Linthicum. She almost traveled. Gets the pass over to India Key. Now it goes in the corner now to Rihanna Hall. They're just playing catch with 9 seconds. Frederick is going to go to Towson University to the Final Four again, but a whistle with 4 seconds left. Ashley Bush still going along the sideline as if it was a one-point game. 57-41. And the Frederick fans celebrating. Kirsten Linthicum at the line. She was a big part of the championship last year, and she's gotten a boatload of clutch shots for Frederick this year. I'll tell you, she was outstanding in that second Linganore game at Linganore, which Frederick won 58-51 in January. She was probably the difference in the game, hitting some big three-pointers down the stretch.
Well, Mackenzie DeWeese goes out and gets a big hug from Mom. Great season. Unfortunately, it has to end like this.
Yeah. Cassidy. And that's going to be it. 58-41 is the final. 58-41 is the final. And Frederick, champions of 3A West. And Frederick now with a 24-2 season record will be going to Towson University on Thursday night for the state semifinals. Big game.
That's outstanding game, Pete, for Frederick. They just, again, showing why they're a championship caliber team with their play at both ends of the court. Just tenacious, relentless defense, and limiting, really. I mean, they've scored 24 points, Manchester Valley, in the last three quarters. But most of it came in the last part of this game, which really didn't, it wasn't, you know, a big deal. And so they had 9 in one quarter, 3 in another quarter. So, you know, when you limit a team like that, you're going to win. And then Michaela Daniels and Rose Bubica, all of them offensively, just the movement off the ball, it's just a fantastic ball club, period.
There'll now be a ceremony at the center of the court as they will be crowned the 3A West champions in the state of Maryland. They can't take that away from them,
nope,
even if they lose
at Towson.
And we'll try to get one of those players over here for you. We'll just hang on here. The final score, once again, 58-41 in favor of Frederick. Their season record now at 24-2. Man Valley at 21-4. Certainly nothing to sneeze at there either. And they're a great team. We saw Deweese explosive speed and some of her good shooting, and she played in pain through the second half. And a very gutty performance. She just couldn't do the things she usually can do as quickly as she usually can do them. And that was probably the difference in the game.
It probably certainly was a key. But she'll be certainly a valuable asset to winning it back college next season, where she's going to go to school. So that's a plus for that program. And what a great career she's had here at Manchester Valley.
For the second year in a row, Frederick wins the championship here on the Manchester Valley court. Do you want to see if you can... Michaela. Yeah. We'll just hold it here because once they go into the locker room, sometimes we don't see them again. So we're going to get one of the players over here to get just a few words. A tremendous performance by Michaela Daniels. Let's see. I'm going to add up her points here. 21, 23, 25, 26 points tonight for Michaela Daniels. Not quite the 47 she got against Athelton in the state championship game last year, but we'll take it. 26 points. And Rose Bubicar, the outstanding freshman, 14, 16, 17 points for her. And those two seem to know what each other's going to do at all times. And it's Kirsten Linthicum in that mix, too. She seems to be able to move. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Bob. Bob Dacey.
Sorry to interrupt, but we are looking at halftime. Oakdale 29, Williamsport 22.
Okay, that's good news for Frederick County fans. That Oakdale might go to the 2A championship series, and they would play, I believe, on Thursday afternoon. Not sure. Michaela Daniels over here now, and she scored 26 points. The star of the day again. She's used to this role. Great game. 26 points.
Thank you.
I tell you, they were tough. They were fast. Mm-hmm. But you were faster, I think.
Yes, definitely.
I think. And the clinging defense, that's what Steve, an old coach here, commented on. I'm an old announcer. He's an old coach. Mm-hmm. He commented on the quickness and the defense that you guys played and thought that was the difference in the game. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think in the first half, we weren't really playing our defense. That's why they probably scored more than the teams ever scored us in the first half. And so I think in the second half, we talked about it and we picked the defense up.
Well, you certainly did.
Yeah, outstanding ball game, Michaela.
Thank you.
And you know, you do so many things with the ball, and your teammates, Rose, tonight mm-hmm. contributed. The team speed, quickness, the hand quickness is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly Thursday night and tonight, I think one word we were using, Pete, relentless mm-hmm. on defense. It's just fantastic, and that's the difference in a ball game as mm-hmm. far as, and I know Coach Bush preaches that mm-hmm. to you guys.
Yes, I think she always teaches that defense is a choice. It's not whether you're the best player or the worst player. If you want to play good defense, you're going to play good defense. So I think that's all of our mindsets.
And you, I'm sure if one part of your game is not working, you make up on the other.
Yeah, defense can never be off.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about, do you and Rose Bubicar, you know what each other's going to do most mm-hmm. of the time? It seems like she knows what you're going to do and you know what she's going to do.
Yes, I think that's just, we're at the end of the season now, so we've learned each other's games, and I think it comes with stuff off the court, spending time together off the court. I think that really helps, like, your chemistry on the court.
Well, I think it does, and Kirsten Linthicum a little bit like that, too. Mm-hmm. She goes along the baseline. You seem to be able to sense that there's somebody coming along that baseline.
Yes, definitely. Same with Kirsten. Gotten to know her over the three years now, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
well, you know each other
pretty well.
And I got to ask you, how does it feel to be going the third year in a row you guys are going to Towson?
It feels good, but we know we can't stick on this feel-good feeling because they're not going to hand us the game at Towson. So we have to come to the same mindset as tonight.
Well, enjoy tonight, then back to work.
Yes, definitely.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Just a great effort by the whole team.
Indeed, great game, Michaela.
Thank you.
Frederick Cadets, they are champions again of Region 3A West with a 58-41 victory. And look at that.
You see what kind of mentor she is for little, for young ladies.
The young ladies all crowding around Michaela Daniels.
They want
for
a picture with her.
For the pictures. We will take a break and come back with our post-game show. Our final score again, 58-41 as Frederick wins the girls 3A West Championship for the third year in a row. Yeah, with that 58-41 victory tonight over Manchester.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live at Manchester Valley where Frederick has beaten Manchester Valley 58-41 for the 3A West Girls Championship and a trip to the University of Towson, and they'll be playing on Thursday night.
Either 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock. I think we almost have to wait and see when they decide as far as that goes. Thomas Johnson is going to be playing Milford Mill on Thursday at either 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock.
Yep.
And if Oakdale pulls out their win, the boys, they'll play Friday night either 7 or 9.
And, of course, the Oakdale girls, we still don't know what they did. They're still in the running at Poolsville. If they can win that game, they could be a fourth Frederick County team that will be making the trip to the postseason.
That might be something that's rarely done. I like to look into that. If you have two teams from the same school playing in the state title game in the same sport.
Yeah, I don't know if that's happened before.
I mean, it's possible, certainly.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you give me a second here, Pete, I'll have it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is Oakdale's.
Oakdale, their game started at 6, so they're maybe over right now. They'll play Friday at Towson at either 3 or 5.
Okay.
If Oakdale girls win.
All right. Well, we'll hope for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be something if both the Oakdale girls and boys went. And the Oakdale girls kind of an under the radar. They didn't get that much attention coming out of that other sectional playoff system. And all of a sudden here they have a chance to go tonight if they could beat Poolsville. But that's not easy at Poolsville. We all know what that gym down there is.
Yeah.
It's definitely a home court advantage, that's for sure.
Certainly. And they go in undefeated after a 60-58 win over Middletown. Tough loss for the Knights, but what a great year they had as well.
Oh yeah, the victory was earned by Poolsville, but you feel so bad because you wanted to have the whole state be able to see Sailor Poffenbarger and what she can do as a freshman and the up and coming Middletown team, but that wasn't to be.
But they'll get to see Michaela Daniels again. So
yes, they will, and that's worth the price of admission, I'll tell you. 58-41, Frederick wins. Let's look at the scoring: 26 points for Michaela Daniels, 17 points for Rose Bubakar, the freshman, 3 points for India Keene, 3 points for Kirsten Linthicum, 4 points for Natalie Washington, and 2 points for Sumai Williams. For the Mavericks from Manchester Valley, 21 points for Mackenzie DeWeese, their big star, 4 points for Josie Klingenberg, who played a tremendous game, 6 points for Aaron Piper, and 7 points for Ellie Boswell. And you can see the scoring was not that well distributed, and a lot of players didn't get in the scoring column, and DeWeese certainly got hot at the end, but she only had like 14, 15 points almost at the end of the game.
Well, she ended up with 21, Pete, and 11 of those were via the foul line.
By the foul line, so
That tells you something there. She definitely did, partly due to Frederick's defense, wasn't able to get the open shots and like she probably normally does. And Manchester Valley could not hit that three after the second quarter. Yep. And it certainly,
the defense, the hands and the clinging and
the double teaming and the trapping, and you really have a tough time getting into your half-court offense when you have a stifling defense like that.
And they couldn't hit those threes. That would have loosened up that defense a little bit, but they couldn't do it.
Well, Frederick doesn't give you a lot of time to shoot those threes. There's somebody in their face or nearby, and then you tend to rush it a little bit, and that, I think, happened with Manchester Valley. They got three easy buckets when somebody forgot to drop down and pick up a player, and they were wide open underneath. Other than that, Manchester Valley was working extremely hard to get themselves open for a shot, and they were only getting that one shot because Bubakar and Daniels and Washington all underneath, and Rihanna Hall, just they're tough under the boards, and you're not going to get many shots off them. And on the other side, they're able. Manchester Valley wasn't able to handle them offensively because Frederick was getting 2, 3, and 4 shots when they came down on offense. So
at the beginning of the game, you know, we saw the speed of Deweese.
Right.
And you're thinking, wow, who in the world can stay with her? But that Frederick found a way. They found a way to slow her down and slow down the entire team. And pretty soon they caught up and went ahead and really held the lead for about the middle of the first quarter for the rest of the way. Really.
Yeah. The point that Deweese wasn't able to get her really settled and open to take those threes. It was almost a little rush job, but you know, they didn't get a Boswell hit one because no one was thinking about her being able to shoot the three, and she had plenty of time to shoot the three.
And that was almost their only three the whole game. They get one more maybe down the stretch. But.
Yeah, I think they had two maybe, but that was it.
Ellie Boswell.
Frederick is definitely a championship caliber team without question. They have the depth. The Coach Bush bringing those girls off the bench, the rotation he has going is just, you know, it doesn't, they don't let up and they don't miss a beat. Without a doubt. I mean,
they don't. 58-41, that's our final score. Frederick 24-2 now on the year. Mann Valley is 21-4. Frederick goes Thursday night to play in the state semifinals. And we hope to be bringing you that game here on WFMD. We'll have to work out our schedule. We might have 4 teams to chase around. So logistically, it's going to be a challenge going up and down I-95.
we're going to be hustling a bit, unless the MPSSAA kind of helps us out with the time.
Well,
times.
I wouldn't count on that. But
yeah, I know. We got to hope that we can bring in these games because it's great. It'd be great if we have 2 boys and 2 girls teams playing in the state semis.
We'll take this tonight. We know we've got TJ and we know we got Frederick. That's 2 teams. That's an awful lot more than other areas of the state for sure.
And Oakdale was winning at halftime.
Oakdale's winning at halftime. So if you say you give them the edge there, so we don't know about the Oakdale girls. We know the Oakdale boys were ahead at halftime. So we will say goodbye from here. The fans hanging around here. It was a great season for Manchester Valley. As you said, this is a cruel system to go have a great season like they had and then have it end tonight. But they certainly had an outstanding season. Their fans stayed with them, and their fans are crowding around congratulating them.
Now. And have the year they had, and it's certainly a tough pill to swallow because it's been 2 years in a row the same team knocked them out in the regional championship game. But that carrot's still dangling there, and so I'm sure Coach Deweese will get these girls going again, and certainly want to wish her daughter.
Her daughter at
Quinnipiac. Next year in college, because she'll sure have a great career up there as well.
All right, and we'll thank our sponsors and thank Bob Dacey, our producer tonight. For Steve Nibbs, I'm Pete McLeod. Once again, final score 58-41 in favor of Frederick. A good evening to you from the Manchester Valley High School gym.
Frederick County Basketball has been brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend.
Tune in again next time for the best in local high school sports action. Or find the podcast of this game on WFMD.com.